The sermon title today is Who Are You? And I thought it was very appropriate. Science says that the world is 4.5 billion years old. Can you believe it? 4.5 billion years old. But according to genealogy, the Bible says the world is only 6,000 years old. So turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Very quickly, we're going to review this. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 before we move into the sermon today. So in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." And we also see in verse 6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So let me ask you today, do you have a secular world belief, or do you have a biblical world belief? In Proverbs 14 and verse 12, it says there's a way that seems right to man, but will lead to his destruction. At Crossroads Gospel Church, we choose to believe what God says and not what man says. Last week's sermon was about truth, that God is the holder of all truth, that we can believe that, yes, that God is who he says he is, and that God will do what he says that he will do. Saints, do you believe that today? Amen. Amen. I believe that today. This is critical in the message today, that you believe what the Word of God says, no matter what man says, no matter what science says, we believe what God says to us today. So it is very critical in our message today. Are you going to believe what man says about you? Or are you going to believe what God says about you? The sermon title today is, Who Are You? And we're going to play a theme song today to a popular show that used to be on, but it's no longer on. And we will see if you remember. Does anybody remember that show? CSI Las Vegas with Grissom and Sarah Seidel, and I used to call her Grissom and Suicidal. Who are you? Do you know who you are? And I know that there are certain people that I could go into in this room and ask them if you know who you are, and immediately I know what they would say today. We have lost. In America today, we have lost our identity as a nation, as a people, and as individuals. Confusion as to who we are is at an epidemic level in the United States. Who are you? Now turn with me to Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 today. In that movie in CSI, they was always trying to figure out who that person was and who was the one that committed the crime. But in Romans chapter 12, I got to get there myself. Romans 12 and verse 1. So in Romans 12, verse 1, it says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who's among you, not to think of himself or herself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." Verse 3 tells us not to be prideful. It tells us not to be arrogant. It tells us that we need to think about ourselves soberly. And the Word is telling us not to have a distorted view of ourselves. When I think about somebody being sober, they're in their right mind. There's not a distortion there. They can see clearly who they are. You're not thinking of yourself that you're too highly, but you're also not thinking of yourself that you are too lowly. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says that God is not the author of confusion. So who is the author of confusion? Satan is the author of confusion. In John 8 and verse 44, it says that he is a liar and he is the father of all lies. Satan rejoices in confusion in the young people in our world today. He rejoices in the confusion that they are living under because they do not know who they are. If he can confuse you as to who you are in Christ, then it will be a guarantee. It will be a guarantee you will never do anything for Jesus. In Romans 12:2, it says this: "And do not be conformed to this world." Conformed to this world in your thinking, because look what he says. He says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Not to be conformed to the world's way of thinking, but have your thinking transformed by the power of God. In verse 3, "I believe at birth that we're all dealt or given a measure of faith." Enough faith to believe in God and enough faith to come into the knowledge of the truth and know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But you are also given the ability to choose. What do you choose this day? To follow the world or to follow God? That is exactly where the master of confusion loves to step in and distort the view of oneself, of who I am, what I am, who will I be. Let me ask again, who are you? Do you choose to believe what the world says, what Facebook says, what Snapchat says, and all the other social media say about you? Or do you make your mind up and choose this day, I will believe what the Word of God says about me? Do you even believe what other family members say about you? Or do you choose to believe what God says? We have shared before that people knowingly or unknowingly can be many times used as vessels for the adversary. An example would be a family member may say, "You're nothing but a piece of crap." And you can say, "Yes, I looked in the mirror this morning and I thought the same thing. I am a piece of crap. But then I turned and I looked in the Word of God and it said that I was made in His image. That I was wonderfully and fearfully made, and because I know Jesus, I am an heir, and I am a joint heir with Jesus." So if you're calling anybody a piece of crap, you better look in the mirror yourself. Young people, stop and quit looking to the world to find out who you are, but look in the Word of God. It will tell you clearly who you are. And quit looking in the mirror to discover yourself, and start looking in the Bible. Anything other than the Word of God will give you a distorted view. Facebook will give you a distorted view of who you are. Social media will give you a distorted view of who you are. And we have young people all over our nation believing things about themselves that is a lie, because the truth in their life has been distorted. Distorted by media. Am I male? Am I female? Well, the Bible tells us what? I'm either born male or female. I'm not born one way and decide I'm going to be another way. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says in 139 Psalm that you are fearfully made just the way you are. You don't have to be another way. You don't have to walk another way. You don't have to think another way about yourself. But what the Bible says about you, to walk in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Yes, the Word tells me that I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus because of my relationship that I have with Jesus. I have a God plan, I have a God purpose, and the Lord's hand is upon my life just as He is upon your life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, it says that we are not ignorant of His devices. Do not fall victim to Satan's devices. You know And I have known people that are 75 years old that still have not figured out who they are. Confusion is at an epidemic level in the United States. And there's only one solution. And that solution is Jesus. To know Him as Lord and Savior. To put you on the path. The path that you need to be on. This is a terrible thing that we have in our society. You say, well, do you get mad at the gay lifestyle? No. Do you get mad at the person that says that they're binary or they're homosexual? No. You know what I get mad at? I get mad at Satan, because he has confused people and he has distorted people. To half of our kids in the schools today, they don't know if they're a boy or if they're a girl. They don't know where they fit into society. And as long as you look at this world, it's always going to distort it, and you will never feel comfortable in this world. I have never felt so comfortable in who Pastor Leo is when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, because it tells me who I am, it tells me where I came from, and it tells me where I am going today. Hallelujah. Thank you for God's goodness today. Let us pray. Father, we come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for your truth. We thank you for your truth, because the truth is truly sets us free. Sets us free from the bondage and the confusion of this world today. Father, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. I pray over all of our young people today. May the truth never be distorted. May the truth never be confused in their mind, but may they firmly stand on the rock, and his name is Jesus, to lead and guide and direct their life. And we ask it all today in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. We are going to move to a time of communion. And you know why? The one reason you receive communion is because you know who you are in Christ. You know who you are. That's not distorted. I know that Jesus gave his life. I know that Jesus resurrected from the grave. I know that Jesus is coming again. There's no distortion. I know that to be true, and I believe it with all of my heart, and I praise God forevermore. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Starting to read at the end of verse 23, it says that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." In other words, you're saying there's no confusion in my mind. I know he's coming again, and I'm looking forward to it. I wish it would be right now, that we could leave this place. We could join our loved ones in heaven and be in peace and love and surrounded by God's presence forevermore. As we see this world get darker and darker that's surrounding us, we need to proclaim this that much more. The Lord's coming. People need to be prepared for the coming of the Lord. And you know, I have been preaching for almost 40 years now, give or take a couple years. And you know, when I was a first become a minister, I preached the coming of the Lord Jesus, the rapture of the church, that people needed to be ready. And you could say, well, Pastor Leo, it's been 40 years. What hasn't happened yet? What do you think? You think you're wrong? No, I don't think I'm wrong. I think that we're on the dawning of the day of the coming of the Lord, and I've never seen us be so close as what we are today. Amen. What we see going on in the world around us. But I also look back in the New Testament, and I look at the Apostle Paul when he was talking to him in Thessalonians. You know, the Apostle Paul thought the Lord was going to come back in his life. A Christian should live in expectation of Jesus' return. Father, we are thankful that you gave your own Son so we could have life today. Thank you, Jesus, for the giving of your life, the sharing of your essence of your life, that we can have life. We pray, proclaim you, and we proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ in our hearts and our lives today, and we thank you for these emblems today. Father, we ask that you would bless this bread to our bodies as we partake of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And let us all partake of the bread together. In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This is due as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus, we thank you that you are willing to go to the cross for each and every one of us so we wouldn't have to. The wages of sin is death. And Jesus, you paid the cost. You paid the price for us to have life today. And we praise you forevermore. Bless this cup to our bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. Father, we just rejoice in this day that you have given us to come out and to praise and to lift up the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for the preciousness of knowing you. And the Father, the clarity that we can have in each and every one of our lives from the Word of God. We thank you for that. But Father, our hearts also break for others that don't have that clarity. And we pray that, Lord, that through your Spirit, you would reach out to them. And Father, maybe another person that would water or sow the word in their life that would help them to have that clarity. Father, the confusion in this world is just at epidemic levels, and it's horrific. That, Father, that Satan has used his devices of lies and doubts and the other things that he uses to bring that confusion in people's lives, and we bind him in the name of Jesus. Father, each and every one of our families are affected by this. And we bring each and every one of our family members before you. And Father, we pray that you'd bring clarity into their hearts and to their lives today, Father. We ask that, Lord, as we leave this place, that your hand would be upon each and every one of our lives. And that, Father, all the prayer requests that we had, we lift them, each and every one of them, unto you today. That, Father, you know those needs before we even spoke them because you saw it in our hearts and our lives. We pray that, Father, you would minister to each and every one of those needs. I pray for this faithful group of people that come out faithfully, that, Father, you would open the windows of heaven, pour out your blessings upon each and every one of their lives. And we ask this all today. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, Amen. Amen. You are dismissed.